FreeTalkLive.com. FreeTalk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free telephone number that you need to get in touch with us about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can, of course, email us. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. We don't guarantee to read your emails on the air, but it might just happen. In fact, we're going to get to one here very shortly. Again, FTL@freetalklive.com. And, of course, join us there to check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, the updates section, and much, much more. It's all free, all at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org.
All right, so we're going to, let's see, talk about a bit of email that we got in here. It's from somebody who is looking to get out of the military early, which
can't blame him.
Didn't know it was possible, but apparently he thinks he's going to give it a shot. His name's Clayton, and he says, "Hey guys, love the show." And then he says something I'd like to mention is your mention of the military occasionally. No, I'm not making a statement of this to stir up stuff. I actually agree. I'm witnessing firsthand the red tape and all the politics and other BS that is involved these days. Whatever happened to the honor, the integrity, and the bravery that people used to associate with the U.S. Armed Forces? I'm currently applying to get out of the Air Force 3 years short of my contract due to all the garbage that's going on. Used to, your commander, CO, supervisor would stick up for you, go to bat the wing commander for you. They were there for you. Now they're there for you when they're looking to advance in rank. And when you screw up, they're nowhere near to help you out. They're there to push things to the fullest extent of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the military law. We had a larceny issue in my unit last year, and I was a suspect. Instead of my commander handling this issue in-house, it was taken all the way to the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, which he says are basically the FBI for the Air Force.
Bad news.
These people tore my life up. I missed many personal events, to include a funeral and the renewing of my driver's license, something the state of Illinois would not let me renew over the internet or via phone or mail. I, of course, was found not guilty, but the stigma that follows something such as this still follows me every day. Now they won't let me change assignments or bases due to manning, or that's their excuse. I was supposed to be promoted in November, but it was put on hold due to the investigation. Now that I'm eligible for promotion, I've been simply told that because I've left my bathroom door unlocked in my dorm room, he'll not be recommending me to the commander that I've promoted, since my lawyer lied to me saying it's automatic when it really has to be recommended by my first sergeant. What kind of bull is that? It's ridiculous the way the world works. It's all about politics anymore. It's starting to remind me of Germany here in the U.S. anymore. Very, very socialistic. Best regards, Clayton from the Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama. So, just kind of, I guess, a little peek into one of our troops' lives, one of our boys and girls that are in the military and are not happy. They're not pleased with what's going on.
No, they're not. It's not all the yippee-ki-yay, hooray America, everything's peachy.
It's not the Hollywood version of the military that is in real life.
Certainly isn't.
And he's not even being shot at. I mean, he's in an Air Force base.
Right. And he's fed up.
Yeah.
You can imagine the fellas, the poor guys who are down in Baghdad having to deal with explosions around the corner every single day.
Sure.
You can imagine how fed up those guys are.
And not knowing what's coming next.
Right.
At any time, you could be attacked. And it's got to be utterly terrifying for them.
Especially since these attacks are not decreasing.
No, they're actually significantly increased. In fact, studies have shown that we are way, way up in the attacks compared to the beginning of the war in Iraq. It's amazing. And yet we're still there. We're still there plugging away. And I stumbled across a very, very interesting and very old essay about war. And it's the reason why we're still there. This will explain it all right here.
Excellent.
By a former general, major general, from the U.S. Marine Corps. So somebody who would have some expertise. It's right. Not just Ian, the talk show host, pulling some more information out of you-know-where. This is from Major General Smedley Butler, United States Marine Corps, and it's an excerpt from a speech that he delivered in 1933. He said, "War is just a racket. A racket is best described, I believe, as something that's not what it seems to the majority of people. Only a small inside group knows what it's about. It's conducted for the benefit of the very few at the expense of the masses." And I would add, not just the dollars and cents expense, but also the expense of the masses' lives and their loved ones. "I believe in an adequate defense at the coastline and nothing else. If a nation comes over here to fight, then we'll fight. The trouble with America is that when the dollar only earns 6% over here, then it gets restless and goes overseas to get 100%. Then the flag follows the dollar and the soldiers follow the flag. I wouldn't go to war again as I have done to protect some lousy investment of the bankers. There are only two things that we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the other is the Bill of Rights."
Damn straight.
"War for any other reason is simply a racket. There isn't a trick in the racketeering bag that the military gang is blind to. It has its finger men to point out enemies, its muscle men to destroy enemies, its brain men to plan war preparations, and a big boss supernationalistic capitalism. It may seem odd for me, a military man, to adopt such a comparison. Truthfulness compels me to. I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service as a member of this country's most agile military force, the Marine Corps. I served in all commissioned ranks from second lieutenant to major general. And during that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, and for the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer. A gangster for capitalism." Now look, capitalism, he sounds like he's kind of bad-mouthing capitalism.
Yes.
This is not capitalism. Capitalism doesn't involve taking money from people by gunpoint, which is what the government does, and turning it over to the military. So,
right.
But he is right. There were definitely some big business interests behind some of the war efforts. He says, "I suspected I was just part of a racket at the time. Now, I'm absolutely sure of it. Like all the members of the military profession, I never had a thought of my own until I left the service. My mental faculties remained in suspended animation while I obeyed the orders of higher-ups. This is typical with everyone in the military service. They brainwash you. They de-individualize you during boot camp. They make you one of the mass, basically.
Yep.
An army of one. I helped make Mexico, especially Tampico, safe for American oil interests in 1914. I helped make Haiti and Cuba a decent place for the National Citibank boys to collect revenues in. I helped in the raping of a half a dozen Central American republics for the benefits of Wall Street. The record of racketeering is long. I helped purify Nicaragua for the international banking house of Brown Brothers in 1909 through 1912. I brought light to the Dominican Republic for American sugar interests in 1916. In China, I helped see to it that Standard Oil went its way unmolested. During those years, I had, as the boys in the back room would say, a swell racket. Looking back on it, I feel that I could have given Al Capone a few hints. The best he could do was operate his racket in three districts. I operated on three continents." Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Woman on the Streets in Florida. Woman on the Streets, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. Hello.
Hello. I'm actually calling because I'm waiting outside of a theater on the main street waiting for Star Wars.
Okay.
I'm hanging out with everybody who's all dressed up, and I'm just amazed at the number of people who are dressed up and have been waiting here since, like, I mean, right here in my small little town, there's people who have had lawn chairs out here all day.
How many people are there? It's about 3 hours away from opening night. How many people are there right now, would you estimate?
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. It must be 200?
That's tremendous.
Wow. Are you dressed up?
I'm dressed up, yeah.
who are you?
This is Angel?
No, who are you dressed as?
Oh, I wasn't sure if you knew who I was. All right, I'm just gossed up. I like,
Oh, that's no fun. I wanted to see you as Princess Leia.
You know who Karen Zuko is?
No, we gotta go. Thanks for the call, Angel. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and literally anything goes. More coming up.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Your show. You take control, bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streaming we've got there, the broadband version of the show, and the dial-up version. As well, it's all free. You tune in, we don't charge you at freetalklive.com. It is your show, and again, you can bring up anything. We've got Paul on the line right now. Paul in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. Hello, Paul.
Howdy. How are you guys?
Good. Quite well. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, well, we were talking yesterday, and you were, I brought up the emergency rooms right as we were hanging up, or mm-hmm. I had to go. And I wanted to follow up. I mean, you missed the obvious problem.
By the way, just to recap here, Paul, you called in yesterday. You asked the question, should we end the law, or do we, as Free Talk Live, does Free Talk Live think that we should abolish the law that requires emergency rooms to take everybody that walks through their doors? And I said yes. So what's the problem?
Yeah. Well, the problem is, if you, the most expensive person to treat walking into an ER is gunshot wound or a car wreck or heart attack, and are we going to require unconscious people to prove that they can pay?
Listen, Paul, did you hear our response last night?
Yeah, you didn't even talk about how do you prove if the ER has the right to
again,
to
Paul,
wait
the answer is very simple. In the free market, it's likely that they would still take anybody simply because that's what they do as doctors. You know, they have the Hippocratic Oath. They're supposed to help people, and that's just what they do. We shouldn't have to point guns at them to force people to do that. Do you believe people are evil by nature?
No. What that means, though, that when you've got people that behave in ways that reduce or increase their odds of requiring such kind of emergency health care, including, you know, heart attacks, strokes, that sort of thing, which smoking does, the people get treated, and they don't necessarily have the ability to pay. And, by the way, a lot of people, they may have insurance now, but once you've got AIDS or once you've got cancer and you have to go through chemo or once you've been in a car wreck, you may not have the ability to pay ongoing.
Do you believe that most people that go bankrupt
go bankrupt because something like this happens, they lose their insurance, and then they have to default on the hospital.
Do you believe that people are just evil and mean by nature?
No, I mean, I believe that when people engage in practices that are unduly risky and unduly put a strain on our health care, I have to pay for it.
Right, so would you suggest that we outlaw skydiving, outlaw cigarette smoking, outlaw anything that's in your according to Paul, is unduly unhealthy?
Unduly is something you can measure with dollars. You know, the number of people that
Well, only your measurement, Paul. See,
not,
that's
no,
all
no,
that's
no.
important to you
count
is what
them.
Paul thinks.
No, count them. Use the dollar amount. No,
well,
it's not what
I
think.
Want to know
it's,
is, are people evil
metric.
By nature, Paul? Are they evil or are they good by nature?
It doesn't really matter whether people are good or
it does
evil
matter,
by
because if people are good, then they'll contribute money to charities
and
all
people
these people.
And if people are good, they pass good laws in government.
No,
is government's a good law. Not run by people.
Excuse me?
Governments are not run by people?
Yeah, governments are run by people, but they're run poorly because they're bureaucracies.
What about corporations? Are they run by people?
I'm for the abolishment of corporations.
What about societies? What about groups of people? What about all of my neighbors? Are they a group of people?
Look, Paul, what you don't seem to understand is that, yes, government is a group of people. Absolutely. But government is a group of people with a bunch of weapons. And they have a bad, nasty habit of pointing their weapons. Paul, can you hold on for one moment? Because otherwise I'll just pot you down.
I'll just pot you down, Paul.
Go ahead and pot him down. All right. Now then. The government is a group of people. Absolutely. In fact, some of them are even elected to their offices by other groups of people. Now, the idea here is that these groups of people are supposedly elected to protect the Constitution, which is supposed to protect your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is property. Now, we've gone way, 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 way beyond that today in this country. And you've got a group of people that is in power, that is using their power and the guns and the violence at their disposal, which is what government is. Government gets to tell you what to do because it can force it on you.
That's right. Government is about coercion. It attracts people who are willing to freely administer force and coercion.
And they all spin it so positively. Oh, we're going to give you universal health care. We're going to give you prescription drug coverage. You just wait. We're politicians and we can just cast magic spells and make things all better. No, I'm sorry. Government doesn't make things better. When these people pass laws, they're using force on other people to get what they want. Unfortunately, that force always backfires, and you end up getting the opposite of what you're intending to get. And if you look at any government program, Paul, that's what you end up seeing. Now, can you give me an example, Paul, of one government program that actually does what it originally intended to do?
Can you even hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yep. Oh, okay. Okay. We eliminated smallpox.
A government program eliminated smallpox?
Yep.
Is that what you're telling me?
A government program eliminated smallpox.
Can you give me the details on that?
Yes. The UN and the United States.
Oh, it was a UN government
required people in the United States to have smallpox vaccines if you were going to attend school. And they went and they encouraged and came up with and encouraged policies in other governments to inoculate people against smallpox, and you eliminated smallpox. This is a disease that killed millions and millions and millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it was eliminated largely by a government program. We also have...
Do you believe that smallpox would never have been defeated were it not for the government?
Well, it wouldn't be defeated. No, I think groups of people are groups of people, whether you're talking about government or organized religion, a corporation, or a informal anarchy where law and order is enforced by, you know, relatively vigilante-type behaviors,
mm-hmm.
like boycotts and whatnot. People are people, and groups of people tend to follow leader. And when you were talking about should we have laws that say anybody can go into a store open to the public, whether they're black, white, gay, whatever, and buy something? Of course I think so, because I don't think that every place in the United States would necessarily extend those kinds of rights. Nor do I think that any place that extends those kinds of rights today.
But those aren't rights, Paul. Those are false privileges. You know, you don't have a right to go into somebody else's store. And to suggest that you do means that you have a right to their property, which is totally, completely un-American, Paul. You don't have a right to other people's property. That's their store. It's their property, and they can tell you to come and go as they please. Do I have a right to go into your house and just start eating out of your fridge? Do I have a right to go into your house and just jump up and down on your couch?
But do you have the right as a property owner to gather up a group of property owners against somebody else that you don't like?
As long as you're not harming anyone else, Paul, absolutely.
Well, if you're doing it against somebody else, you're harming them. If you're driving them off
their if you are not using violence or threats of force against someone, then you are not harming them. You are just voluntarily ostracizing. There's a difference between harm and ostracism, Paul. Ostracism can result in a bad way of life for some people, in which case they should probably consider moving. Thanks for the call, Paul. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're sorry we had to pot you down there, dude, but, I mean, if we can't get through two sentences without you interrupting, we're going to have to do it that way. Anyway, we still let you on. We still let you talk about what you wanted to. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, that's the telephone number for you to get in touch with the show, and you can talk about anything. Now, we had Paul on the line a moment ago, and he's a good sport, Paul. He's called three days in a row, and you can only call once per show, which is why he's done that. And he's always got a good pro-government position that he's taking. And people like Paul seem to think that the government, because it's the government, can just get things done, and they can make life better for people.
And if they weren't around to do the things that they do,
we'd all have smallpox.
Who would do it?
Oh, yeah, he made the claim that the government was responsible for eradicating smallpox here in the United States, and our research bitch, Johnson, shot me an instant message here over the break. He says, from a website he pulled this off of, the next step towards the eradication of smallpox occurred with an observation by English physician Edward Jenner that milkmaids who developed cowpox, a less serious disease, did not develop the deadly smallpox. In 1796, Jenner took the fluid from a cowpox pustule on a dairymaid's hand and inoculated an 8-year-old boy with it. 6 weeks later, he exposed the boy to smallpox, and the boy did not develop any symptoms. Jenner coined the term vaccine from the word vacca, which of course means cow in Latin. His work was initially criticized, but soon was rapidly accepted and adopted. By 1800, about 100,000 people had been vaccinated worldwide. The modern vaccine that was licensed by the FDA was taken from a weak strain of virus called the New York City Board of Health strain. It was produced by Wyeth Laboratories and licensed under the name Dryvax. The last outbreak of smallpox in the United States occurred in Texas in 1949 with 8 cases and 1 death, even though most of North America and the rest of the civilized world were free of smallpox by this time. Other countries such as Africa and India continued to suffer from epidemics. Now look, the government may have mandated that people take this vaccine. That may have been the case, but it doesn't mean that that would have that without government being around, that this would have been a huge detriment to society, that it wouldn't have been eradicated anyway.
Right. I mean, if people don't understand that if government isn't there, someone will be there to pick up the torch. If there's a vaccine available and people have smallpox, people are going to want the vaccine.
Right, if there's a demand. That's what I'm saying. If people have smallpox, they probably want to get rid of it and get healthy again. So therefore, there are people who are going to be clamoring for the vaccine,
right,
and therefore the free market will supply it. In fact, probably supply it at a very, very cheap rate because there's so many people clamoring for it.
Sure, unless they live in Africa.
To suggest otherwise, well, they don't have a free market in Africa.
Well, the other thing with Africa is it's very, very peculiar. It's, say, with AIDS, for instance, among a lot of the tribes in Africa, it is common belief that if one has AIDS and has intercourse with a virgin, then the AIDS is gone. And we all know that to be very untrue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another
an old wives' tale over there. Huh?
Another one is, I think it was WHO, World Health Organization workers, going around Africa trying to vaccinate people, and they were stoned to death because among a few tribes in Africa, the color white, as these people were dressed up in, is viewed as a demon. So,
hey, whatever. To each his own. In regards to what they were saying, what Paul was saying, and we got Jim on the line in just a moment here, but what Paul was saying is that the government can just perform miracles, and it's just a group of people. That's all. It's just people. But it's people with weapons. It's people who are trying to impose their way on others, regardless of how right they might be. You know, they might be absolutely right that smoking cigarettes is a bad thing. Maybe they're right about that. But how dare they?
I would say they are right.
How dare they pick up weapons and try to tell you, Jason, as a cigarette smoker, that you can't put that little nicotine stick in your mouth?
They have
Stop it.
They have
it's
no
for
right.
your own good, Jason. Put that down.
Of course. Like giving out tickets for people not wearing their safety belts.
Or the idea that if the government came to me tomorrow, if the government came here and knocked on my door tomorrow and said, we need you to take this vaccine. There's an outbreak of anthrax, and we need you to be vaccinated. I'd tell them to get lost. There's no way I'm going to take your vaccine because you told me to. If you want to chase me down and force it into me, that's what you're going to have to do. And that just shows what exactly the government is. They're force.
Yep.
They're force. There's nothing more to it. Let's go to Jim in Nevada. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. Hello.
Hello. I don't mean to be insulting, but is this a comedy routine? And
Excuse
I just
me,
haven't
what are you talking
really
about,
caught on
Jim?
Yet?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Is this a comedy routine? I mean, you guys can't be serious. I mean, you're saying you don't believe in collective goods? You don't believe in natural
I'm not a
parts?
Communist, Jim. Are you?
Communism has nothing to do
the word
with,
collective good has certainly
government.
A ring of communism
government,
to me, Jim.
Government is completely separate. You can choose to be capitalistic or not, but that doesn't have anything to do with the Constitution or with what type of representative government we choose.
Uh-huh.
Government is who we choose to represent us to do things. I mean, you guys are
right.
talking
well,
about...
Well, I didn't choose George Bush, and I didn't choose Bill Clinton, so what do I get? I get screwed, right?
Well, right. Well, no.
Oh, okay. At least you're honest.
That's asinine. I mean, if you're a U.S. citizen, you're living. You're getting benefits of being a U.S. citizen.
What if I don't want those benefits?
Well, then go somewhere else.
But what if I want to live in a free country?
Just let me get beyond that, okay? Because,
okay.
I mean, what you're talking about, if you want to talk about governments that, you know, that are very ineffective and don't really do much, go to South America. You know, go to third world countries. You
okay.
can see where people don't have collective
goods.
They don't have national
land.
Parks. They don't have environmental regulations. They don't have squat. People do whatever they want. They all protect themselves. And if Ebola breaks out and there's no government there, what do you think you get? Pestilence? You get famine? You get mass death? I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean,
Jim,
some of our greatest accomplishments are due to us working together to send people to the moon, to build interstate highways. I mean, to just assume that everybody acting individually, the market will work itself out, the Adam Smith thing, it doesn't work that way. I mean, it just doesn't work that way.
Why not? Just because it just doesn't?
We have plenty of examples of it not working. All you gotta
like
do
what?
Is go to Africa... South America.
Are you telling me Africa and South America are free markets, Jim? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Because if those are free markets, I need to get on a plane because I want to live in a free market. And to my knowledge, there is no free market in the world. Those are despotic third world nations with very controlling governments.
That's not true. Have you ever been to Ecuador? Have you ever been to what is now Nicaragua or El Salvador? They are no longer despotic governments.
Oh, is that right?
You can go there and set up whatever you want. It's very free.
Really?
But it's also incredibly poor. Do you think people there want medical care? Hell yeah, they do, but they don't have any money. I mean, it's just, and why don't they have any money? Because their citizens aren't educated. How do you get education? Well, that's a government program. I mean, you know, it's just how do you build a battleship? You know, I mean, how do you do anything?
You are so living in a fantasy land to suggest that without the government, nobody would get educated and nobody would get healthy. That's what you're telling me, Jim.
Give me an example of any country without a government that has been successful. Give me one example.
Dude, all of these countries that you're talking about, to my knowledge, and I'll take your word for it, that all of a sudden now they have no governments there. To my knowledge, that they all do have governments. The only country that I know of within the past 5 to 10 years that has not had a government to speak of was Somalia. And in Somalia, after the government disappeared, all of a sudden, all of these wonderful free market things started springing up. Telephone service was available.
I'm sure that Somalia is a great place to live.
Excuse me, sir. I didn't say it was a great place to live.
Well,
things don't happen overnight, dude.
Hang on.
We'll give you a moment. We'll give you a moment because you're an interesting guy. Hang on. 1-800-259-9231 if you want to talk to Jim. We'd love to hear from you. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Are you a government lover like our last caller is? Go ahead, give us a call and totally make up crap. Because that's what he was doing.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Join us online. We got archives there, the bulletin board system, and much, much more. It's all free for you. And, of course, you can vote for us over at podtower.com as you're scrolling through the archives. Take some time. Take a moment out and vote for the show. It's all we ask of you. We don't ask you for money like all the other talk shows do
right.
for their archives. So we had a caller a moment ago who hung up, of course, during the break because he just can't take our stunning intellect here on this show. He made the claim that there are some countries in the world, since we don't really like government that much
right.
on this show, and he thought that apparently that we're trying to play a joke on everybody. No, this isn't the Phil Hendry show. We're not putting you on government, in the opinion of Free Talk Live and many Americans, is a bad thing. I mean, a lot of government. A very little government I could live with. A very, very minimal constitutionally sized government would be all fine and dandy in my book. But that's not what we have today. And he suggested that Ecuador and Nicaragua were two examples of countries where, within recent years, the government has been overthrown by the people or whatever, and they've disappeared completely, and so now they should be free market paradises, according to our caller. Well, according to the World Factbook on countries, that's not the case whatsoever. There's definitely still governments in power in both of those places.
How about that?
So go ahead, call in and just make stuff up to try and make yourself sound good, to suggest that our caller suggested that because of government is why we have education, and because of government is why we have health care in this country.
And he pulled up that tired old argument. Well, if you don't like it here, you should go on to Chad or Uruguay, see how it is there.
Hell with that. I don't like it anywhere else because nowhere else is as free overall as the United States. Yes, there are other countries that are more economically free than the United States, but as far as the overall freedoms, we still have it here.
We still have it, but what people like Jim need to do is read their effing constitutions.
I'm sorry, yes, you're right. The government has no role in education, and it has no role in healthcare. And as far as what we could do about it, we can all join the Free State Project, like we already have. You can join them, the Free Talk Live course brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So if you're serious about wanting to get the government out of your life for the most part, then you want to join the Free State Project. You owe it to yourself to look into this. Call them at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. I'm sorry, Jim. There's no example of a free market here in the world. Somalia came close. I've heard now that they're working on reinstalling a government there. But after the government was dismantled, all of a sudden phone service started going up in Somalia. You could go down to the phone company, tell them you wanted phone service, they'd have it installed in 2 hours. Compare that to what you get from Verizon or one of those other companies here today.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're waiting a few days.
Oh, we'll be there between 10 in the morning and 8 o'clock on Wednesday.
Right. And it's not hell or anything like that in this country, but it wasn't as fast as it was in Somalia.
Yep.
That's because they were completely unregulated. There wasn't any sort of government officials overseeing the programs in that case. And now look, and he left with a parting shot of, well, why don't you go live in Somalia if it's so great there? Well, it's not great there.
No,
it's a desert land. It's not the most wonderful place. And they've only been semi-free for a few years. And as you mentioned, there's the warlord situation as well.
Yep.
Because the country was destabilized by governments.
That's right.
It kind of tilted things in certain directions. Makes it difficult to come back from that. What we want to do is we want to do it peacefully. We want to go to New Hampshire, and we want to reduce the size of the government. We want to get it out of people's lives. Stop it from telling people how to live. Bring back a free market to at least one of the 50 states in this union. And then what are you going to say, Jim? Because then when we have the best education system of all the 50 states in New Hampshire, then when we have the best healthcare system of all the 50 states, what are you going to say then when we're right next door to Vermont, who's probably going to be implementing socialized medicine here within the next couple of years, and they're going to be number 50, and we're going to be number 1? What are you going to have to say there? Oh, well, our system's still better because it's free. Is that what you're going to say? Because that's what it's all... It's free. It's universal. The free market is the only way to bring healthcare costs down.
And socialized healthcare? Not free. Public schools? Not free. None of it's free, and it's all substandard.
Didn't you love how he started the call out with, well, you don't like community... What did he say? Community something or other.
He started off,
what's wrong with the community help or whatever? Or community blah, blah, blah. That's communism. I have no problem helping people, okay? I don't mind giving money to charity. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Absolutely.
There are millions of people in this country that have no compunctions about giving to charity. In fact, it makes them feel good, which is one of the reasons why they do it. It's very selfish.
That's an excellent reason to do anything.
Because it makes you feel good.
As long as you're not hurting anybody else, if it makes you feel good, great.
it is so frustrating. People like Jim, who call in and talk about the community and talk about the government as though it's just this wonderful... this wonderful thing that mankind has created for the benefit of all mankind, we have government. No, government only benefits those who are in power. Government benefits those who manage to get themselves elected, and it benefits their friends. People who are elected to office do nothing more than help their friends, either through giving them cushy jobs in the government or giving them tax breaks or other incentives and other reasons, benefits through the government. And then they also attack their enemies. They use their power to attack their competitors or their friends' competitors. In the case of licensing and regulation, where it keeps people out of business because they can't afford to get into the business because of all the licensing and regulation. Oh, but it's there to protect you. It's there for the benefit of the community. Lying. You're either misinformed or you're lying because they only benefit the politicians and the politically connected. More Free Talk Live on the way. This is your show. Take control.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231.
Is this a comedy routine?
No.
It is when you have callers like that.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't find that comedic. I mean, it's somewhat amusing to an extent. But the caller we're talking about, we're referring to Jim earlier from Nevada, it's a little bit saddening at the same time. That a show like ours that is taking pro-freedom, pro-liberty positions every night of the week, 6 nights a week, here on Free Talk Live could be labeled as doing a comedy routine or labeled as unpatriotic.
You have to wonder how many people out there are this vehemently opposed to liberty.
Well, we were recalling some statistics from revolutionary times that said that 33% of the people back then supported the king, 33% didn't care, and 33% were on the side of the revolution. So
yep.
It would make sense that those numbers haven't changed very much, or if so, more support the king these days.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that there's a good 50-50 split amongst the voters as far as support of the person in office, but when I say king, I mean generally the government. I mean,
yeah.
People support the government. They've been totally brainwashed into thinking that the government is the great savior of mankind. Thank goodness we've created this government, because if we hadn't created the government, we wouldn't get educated. Because people are just... What? That education didn't exist before the government? To say something like that is to totally ignore history, is to totally ignore the nature of people. We want to learn. We want to learn new things. Before the federal government got involved in education, we were the number one most well-educated country in the world. Hands down.
And now we're a laughingstock.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be the superpower country in the world, and our kids are being educated. Well, they're not being educated, rather.
They're being sat in government classrooms, which the government schools very much resemble government jails. They're basically in, I think Brandon, one of our callers, called them government detention centers. I mean, all day, they're government babysitting centers for kids. There's not much learning going on these days. How could you possibly get on this show and say that the government's teaching people things? They're teaching people things, but they're all wrong. We had Brandon call in again, who's 18.
He's a fine young man.
He's a very fine young man, and he's had the experience of going to a private school, and he's now going to a government-run school, and he shared with us some of the information that was in his government textbook about government, the government class at
right.
the government school. And it was just total, utter misinformation.
Like, when a law is passed that goes against the Constitution, that's called an informal amendment.
That's called a lie. You're lying. That's not true. There's no such thing. There's no such thing.
That
All
was in
laws...
his textbook.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's disgusting.
And we also touched on some of the science misinformation that they're passing off as fact these days. It is just totally disgusting. And you guys just sit there and go along with it, those of you who are big government fans. You just sit there and go along with it because you just think it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do to give people free education. How dare you knock it? Well, it's not free.
No,
it costs twice as much per pupil to educate kids in the government education system as it does in the private education system. And the private system does at least three times as well for half the cost. It's Vinny in here tonight.
And Jason.
We're going to both be back tomorrow night here at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And if you love government, we'd love to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. And, of course, anything goes. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you're talking...